Hello and welcome to episode number 59 of the Rollo and Slappy Show. Today is Monday, October 2nd, 2017. I am Rollo McFlugel and with me is Slappy Jones too, and we are both of McFlugel.com. The show notes page for this episode is McFlugel.com/59. So with that, I'm going to hand it right over to Slappy and he's going to introduce our topic for this episode.
Yeah, thank you, Rollo, and thanks everyone for listening. Today we have a sad topic. Seems like we're getting these events more and more often. It kind of starting to feel that way. This was out in Las Vegas less than 24 hours ago at the time of this recording. There was a mass shooting at the Mandalay Bay Casino. It was 59 people dead and 500 plus wounded. Very sad shooting. The reports are that there was automatic weapons involved out of the 32nd floor of a hotel. Like I said, it wasn't even 24 hours ago, but there's plenty of takes on what happened and what should be done and what's going on. And, you know, your friends who are on the left are saying one thing, friends on the right are saying the other thing. And if we find out his political affiliation is something other than what they think, maybe their minds will change on it altogether. But it seems like there's a lot of quick reactions. And so, Rollo, what do you say to all this, all your Facebook friends and media people with all their prognosis or their, what's the right word, their prescriptions on how to fix all this?
So I think it's absolutely ridiculous to immediately find out about an event and claim that you know what happened and why it happened.
Sure, you could have an opinion on this one. It's pretty obvious that it's sick. People are dead. I mean, you can have that opinion. It's a horrible thing. But to act like you have any idea what happened or what really went on is kind of silly.
Right. Like I was seeing things people saying like, oh, well, the police went and took care of business. They shot him. It's like, no, he was self-inflicted. He killed himself in the end, which is how a lot of these shootings end up. But it's on both sides. I mean, the first people that, not the first people, but a big group of people that come out anytime there's any sort of shooting involved are the people who want to take away guns, whether they, you know, through some sort of regulation or through outright banning guns altogether. If we took away guns or banned guns, this would have never happened. And it's like, well, it really seems like he used automatic weapons and it's illegal. It's to have automatic weapons and except for kind of some extreme cases. So it's like the whole, gun-free zones. It's, you can make it illegal, but it doesn't mean it goes away. Look at prohibition of alcohol.
I don't want to go off topic, but if banning guns is a good way to get rid of it, why don't we just ban heroin? Because I heard a lot of people are overdosing on it.
Right. And let's be honest about what a call for banning guns is. It's not actually a call for banning guns. It's a call to make sure that guns are only in the hands of certain privileged people, that being the government, so the police and the military. So you could say what you want about, the armed populace keeping the government in check or whatever. But the point of it being is that it's kind of, I don't know the right term for it, but it's interesting that they would be okay with the people doing the most murdering right now to be in complete control of the weapons. And I don't want to go off on a tangent and, necessarily. The police end up killing a lot of people and the military certainly kills thousands of people, not in our own country, but overseas. And I guess the disconnect of it either way. I mean, the police kill someone and they say, oh, well, that guy must have been a criminal. He's not like me. Or the military has a drone strike where they kill a wedding, people in a wedding. And they say, well, it's on the other side of the country. They don't look like me at all.
That's war.
Right. So I guess it's when you can relate to the victims is when you get upset, which is natural. I don't mean to.
Definitely. Nature, is, right.
But I think we ought to be better than that, and just think about, people that don't just look and act, and you feel like are just like you. We should extend that to all humans. I don't even know. Let's see. I didn't want to go off on a tangent because I completely lost my train of thought.
No, well, we're talking about people who immediately come out and talk about grabbing guns. All right. Those are obvious. They're always out there. But what about the immediate false flaggers?
Yeah, I don't know how you have enough information to just to make that claim. And I'm not saying that false flag attacks don't exist. I'm not saying that the FBI or the CIA or whoever has not basically entrapped people and convinced them to try to carry out terrorist attacks only to have, it be a sting. That stuff, it absolutely happens. I'm not denying that it does. However, just because something can happen or has happened does not mean that every time something related to that happens, that, it's the CIA or the FBI is the root of it. They could be. I don't know. I'm not, but I can't say after learning about it 3 seconds ago and say, oh, the FBI is probably involved. And, go for it. Go through the investigate it. But do so with a clear mind and dispassionately and not with, and it's the same thing for both sides. If you're trying to look at the root cause of this and what happened, what was the real reason this happened, don't go trying to prove that it was the CIA that did it. Just like don't go in trying to prove that if we didn't have guns, then this wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, and the truth is the way the government works in general, they take advantage of any opportunity they get. They don't need to create the opportunity. Trying to think of an idea, but I see red lights go up all the time. Why? Because there's an accident somewhere. So now they take action and put a red light there. Or I don't know.
So the government created that accident? It was a conspiracy?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like anytime a tragedy or something happens, government acts whether they did it or not. So, right. If someone slips into the bay, they probably make a law that says there now has to be a fence that's at least 4 feet around the bay. It could be anything. They always react to tragedy by doing more. And so, this was a horrible event, but just because the government wants to step in and get rid of guns, I don't think is strong evidence that they're the ones who did it or right. set it up.
Right.
Now, if it came out, if there was evidence, if we found some proof, then it makes sense. But I don't think you can say just because the government acted to something means that they were the ones who did it. Does right. that make sense, what I'm
yeah,
trying to say?
Yeah, you need more.
It's not sufficient evidence to say government tried to get rid of guns, therefore they're the ones who did it.
Right. When there's very little evidence and you can, make the analogy or the metaphor that the evidence are a bunch of dots, it's very easy to connect the dots anywhere you want because you can make sense of it because there's not much information there. So you can make sense of the information.
Right.
Kind of however you want. But I think an important tool to use is Occam's razor, which is given the information that you have available, the simplest explanation is the one that is most likely to be true. And as you get more information, then you can adjust the conclusion or the explanation because you get more information. But it's like if you're at home and your car's not parked in the driveway anymore, you could say that aliens came and abducted it. I guess that's kind of logical. You could build a case where that could be true. But if your wife comes home and she says, "Oh yeah, I had to park the car around the corner for reason XYZ," then it becomes obvious of what actually happened.
Right.
So, you know, don't take stuff off the table, but don't try to, it's so unscientific to try to prove yourself right.
And I mean, some of the arguments I saw today, and I haven't seen the latest news. There may have been something that broke in the last 2-3 hours since I got home from work. You know, I'm playing with the kids on the floor, so I wasn't really following the news the last couple hours. But it seemed like the guy was, what, 64 years old?
64, 65.
He was in that range. He lived in like a 55-plus community. He had a brother and mom who lived in Florida. He lived in Nevada. He didn't talk to them much. His girlfriend, who he was living with, was in the Philippines or something at the time this happened. So she appeared to not be involved, is what they were saying. The brother said the guy wasn't a gun collector. I don't know that I believe he wasn't a gun collector. He may have been. He had a whole bunch of guns in his hotel room, according to the reports. But either way, there was, from what everyone's saying, is there really wasn't many signs that this could have happened or would have happened. I don't know if they found the note or if he did something or if he just lost a ton of money at the casino. I have no idea. We really, as far as I know, it's almost impossible to make any judgment other than the guy killed 58 people or 59 people and injured a whole lot of people, did a really awful thing. So I think we just got to wait a little while. And if he didn't leave any notes or he didn't leave any signs, maybe the guy snapped. I don't know. I have no idea what could have caused that or how this would have happened. But I'm sure, I don't know this to be true, but I can't imagine. Maybe Mandalay Bay does allow you to carry guns in on the property. Do you know that? I can't imagine they would do that in a casino. There's a whole lot of money in there.
I have no idea. I mean, that's the interesting thing too, is that they have cameras everywhere.
Everywhere. You can't walk anywhere on the floor, at least, without being on camera.
So it would be good to see, and I don't know if they're going to release the tapes or who they're going to release the tapes too, but it'd be very interesting to see how this guy got, what is it, at least 10 guns, a lot of them being automatic weapons. I mean, you could do it.
Been in a hotel before. They don't check your bags.
Right, exactly. So it's not out of the question that he did it, but you know, it'd be interesting to see all the cameras on them.
But the weird thing with this is all the narratives are messed up here, right? Because the liberal, like, he shot a country concert. Well, liberals must be thinking that doesn't seem to make sense. He should have shot up a rap concert if he was a crazy right winger. But then you got the right wingers going, well, he's not a Muslim. He's a white guy. So
yeah.
Seems like there's probably a lot of confusion on the identity politics.
Yeah, that's what's kind of interesting about this one. I mean, I don't know. I haven't dug too deeply into what's going on, but I don't think there's really that much information other than people kind of surmising and throwing out, you know, how they make sense of it. But yeah, it just doesn't make that much sense. It'd be interesting to see if this guy was on. That's the immediate thing I thought of.
That's what I think too. I know where you're going.
Most of these shootings is that you find out that whoever does it is hopped up on some sort of medication.
Yeah, some kind of anxiety or antidepressant pills.
Right. And the side effects of these things are kind of like, for lack of a better way of explaining it, you kind of go nuts. I don't know, but to stockpile weapons like that he did, I assume he did. I mean, I don't know how you go out and get a bunch of
fire that many rounds.
Yes,
it's actually kind
automatic
of
weapons. And
again, this is, I don't want to play policeman from, you know, 2,000 miles away or whatever, but they said it went on for 40 minutes. Like,
well, how do you know? I mean, if he's up there, he's up on the 32nd floor of the hotel, about 1,000 feet away.
Yeah.
I don't even know how you would spot the guy on the ground.
Well, I don't know either. I do know the Mandalay Bay has like gold windows, so it had to be blown out. I know that from watching boxing. So I'm guessing the window blew out, which would make it look black.
Right.
Yeah, the front of the Mandalay Bay looks like it's solid gold almost.
Right.
That doesn't mean that it's obvious that's where it's from. Also, when people are getting gunned down like that, you don't know if there's 25 shooters.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't want to blame. I'm not trying to blame. I'm just talking about how incredible this scene must have been. And when I say incredible, I mean tragic.
Right.
For 40 minutes, shots are going off and people are dropping and being shot. And there's probably blood everywhere. And no one knows what to do when they're in an open field. I mean, it had to be terrifying.
You're trying to take cover, but where are you taking cover?
Right. They're wide open. And the guy's sitting up, perched up top. He could probably shoot anyone he wanted to. I mean, just a really horrible, scary scene.
Yeah, that's unimaginable to be at that concert and be a witness or, you know.
A victim.
Yeah.
Or a family member of a victim. Or
right. You know,
just a very sad story. So hopefully, I mean, more information will come out and then we'll be able to better figure out exactly what happened. But I want to bring up something. I'll let you talk on it. You wrote the piece about the Orlando shooting and treating symptoms.
Right.
Do you want to expand on that?
Sure. So, yeah, I wrote this piece a little while ago. It'll be linked in the show notes page. But I work in my day job as a reliability engineer at an oil refinery. And part of my job, a big part of my job, is when something breaks, or we have a leak or something goes wrong, that it's a big part of my job to figure out what caused it and to take steps to make sure it doesn't happen again. So this is called root cause failure analysis. So when you have an event, you take a step back, you gather all the information that you can, and you start making sense of it. And you ask a lot of questions, mostly why questions, until you can't really get a good answer for the why question anymore. Until you get to the point where you say, all right, this happened because, you know, the sun rises in the east is how we were trained. At that point, hopefully you come to some root causes and you can take, you can put corrective actions to that. So you're actually doing something to affect the cause and not just, like you said, treating symptoms. Because when you're treating symptoms, you're not actually fixing anything. You're just seeing what's kind of immediately there. And you're trying to put Band-Aids on things that it doesn't make sense to. It's like if there was a car accident, you know, Is the root cause really that, oh, well, people were driving cars? No, there's probably something else that went wrong to cause the car accident. So let's try to figure out a way to identify and then prevent that. And if you're treating symptoms and not solving the actual root causes, then you're pretty much guaranteed to continue to have these problems over and over again. And when you have these problems happening over and over again, that means whatever you're doing isn't work. It's an indication that you're not solving the root causes. Because if you are identifying and putting good corrective actions against them, then it shouldn't be happening anymore. And things like this, I mean, it's one thing. Well, what's pretty interesting is, and I've been through several trainings, some fairly intense, on RCFA. And when you go into getting presented the problem, often you think like, there's no way we could figure out what happened here. Or you think like, oh, I think this was the problem. This was the cause. And you go through the exercise and you do it and you come to the root causes and you realize, oh, I was completely wrong in the beginning. I saw this information and I put it against this other piece of information and it led me to think this. Well, I wasn't considering these other pieces of information because those other pieces of information weren't immediately available to me. So, you know, you kind of use your judgment based on what you have, the information you have, but that missing information can really affect what your judgment is. So there is actually a scientific, extremely logical way of trying to figure out what went wrong, what caused these things. But it's slow. I mean, was it Amtrak that had the derailment in Philadelphia?
They did.
And it was a government official. I don't know if it was a judge or a politician. They were doing the their investigation. He goes, well, I want an answer right. Like, and he gave like some really fast time frame. And it's like, well, you're not going to be able to figure it out. That like, you can't put, you know, time constraints on this kind of stuff. Obviously, you know, within reason. Well, but a lot of times,
that's not going to get you any votes.
Yeah. But a lot of these things, I mean, it takes sometimes years to figure out what went wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it even more difficult for something like this, is that you can't get inside. You can, for something at like an oil refinery, you can look back at equipment histories. You can look back at, the process data, you know, the temperatures and the pressures and what valves are open and closed. You can do all that stuff. For this, it's not objective like that. It's a person, and you got to try to get inside his head sometimes. And he's dead now, so you can't even go back and interview him. So you're piecing together information, and so it's not easy to do. So not that it's impossible, but you know, it's going to take, if there actually is a truly good sound investigation, I mean, I imagine it's going to take quite a long time, but people don't have the patience for it. And the news cycle is the news cycle. And after a week or so of this, something else is going to happen and they're never going to talk about it anymore. Or they'll talk about it when it's convenient.
Probably. Next time there's a shooting, they'll bring it up.
Right.
As you were talking, I was thinking another headline, and this probably isn't fair because I didn't read the article, but I saw that ISIS claimed responsibility at first.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
So, and I mean, everyone is saying this guy had nothing at all to do with ISIS, or there's no signs that he did. So that should tell you something about ISIS, that they're going to claim responsibility for everything. So if you're worried, and of course, this doesn't mean that ISIS doesn't have operatives in the United States. I don't know why they would. They're fighting a war. But it seems like their reaction is to cause terror and to say, yes, we are responsible for that. See, we're right there. We did it. And that's probably their reaction to every shooting in the United States, is they say they planned it, because that makes them look bigger and scarier. And I know that doesn't really connect with what we were – it kind of connects with what we were talking about.
Well, it does, because we're, you know, what's the information we have? There's a massive shooting, and we're at war with terrorism and ISIS. So I bet you ISIS had something to do with it.
Right, and that's obviously what they're doing. And if the guy was Muslim and ISIS took credit for it, you'd have a good – and let's say this guy is the same exact guy, never – and we're assuming he has no connection with ISIS or any – is no part of Islam or any international group. This is a lone wolf, like they're saying, initial reports are saying. Let's say that's all true for the sake of argument. If he was Muslim and ISIS took credit for it, there's a significant portion of this population who, even if they came out and said, no, he was a lone wolf or working on his own, they wouldn't believe it. They would believe ISIS did it, because ISIS said they did it and he's a Muslim, and therefore they're all terrorists. So right. Just take that into consideration now. This guy appears to not have any connection at all to ISIS, but that didn't stop ISIS from taking credit for it.
Right. No, I think that's a good point to bring up.
So anyway, with that, our prayers go out to the people in Vegas. Absolutely. Everyone involved.
Yeah,
it's a very sad event. Very. I can't even imagine.
No. It's terrible. I mean,
there's no words.
Yeah. I don't want to know what it's like to be thinking you have to look over your shoulder anywhere you go because someone's up a little bit higher than you picking people off with a gun.
Right. So anyway, you have a free market story for some happier news.
Yeah, I do. So it was this weekend. I was out and about, and I had to go to the bathroom real bad. And so I stopped at a Wawa, which, for those who are not local to the area, Wawa is a convenience store, and they also have a lot of gas stations in the kind of Philadelphia-ish area, but they're going down south. They're in Florida, even.
Yeah, they're all. I've seen them down as far as Virginia.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they're in Florida, so, you know.
So I stopped in the Wawa and relieved myself. And do you know how much they charge me to use the bathroom?
I do not.
$100. No, they didn't charge me anything. And it's one of many times it, there's a, you know, a gas station or a convenience store or whatever, or even restaurants kind of, you don't normally do it in there, but you know, like a Starbucks or something, that they have public restrooms and you can walk in and use the restroom without buying anything there, but they let you do it. It's kind of the, kind of a nice side service they have, because their expectation is most people that, that walk into the store, and if they're using the bathroom, maybe they buy a cup of coffee or a candy bar, bag of chips, what have you. Or it's just a, another part, you know, stopping to get gas. You got to take a quick trip to the bathroom. Just adds to the convenience of the store. So they give you some things for free. I know a lot of Wawa's have free air for your tires too.
I thought you were talking that they don't charge you to breathe while you're in their store.
Yeah, no. They did that to me. They charged me to.
No, but I think part of the important part of this story is that people always argue that, you know, in the market everything is profit driven, and they won't do anything. There's no services. There's nothing for free. No one will help anyone else out. Yeah, we see it all the time in things like using the bathroom. I'm in sales. I'm on the road for work, and. You know, you drink some coffee in the morning, have a soda, you got to go. I stop in at a McDonald's or a Wawa, same thing. Walk in, use the bathroom. No one stares at me or says, you have to buy something. However, they could. They could say this is for customers only, and there's some places that do that. But others decide to just allow you to walk in and walk out. And like you said, maybe they assume you'll buy something. Maybe they're just nice people.
Right.
And it doesn't matter, because that's the market deciding that. And I'm sure if a store had a problem with a lot of people using the bathroom and then messing it up or something, they would probably put a lock on it or say this is for customers only. But that doesn't seem to happen.
Sure. But it's nice getting the kind of little side benefits from things like if it snows out and once I get my plow, I want to plow my neighbor's driveway, I'll probably just plow everything on the way there too. And those people can benefit for my goodwill.
Right. Yeah. We love talking about the snow.
Yeah. And tractors.
Yeah. Everyone helps each other with the snow.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think that about covers it, unless you had something else to say.
No, I think that's it. Let's wait for more information to come out on this guy.
Yeah, and just so it's clear, we're not saying don't
have opinions or think.
Right. Yeah. It's okay to have opinions. Okay. It's like, wow, this is what I think happened, but you know, don't dig your heels in the ground when you don't actually have any good reason or evidence to.
And also don't look to government for help, because they won't do it.
Yeah.
Just to make that clear.
With that, show notes page is mcflugel.com/59. You'll be able to find links to the article that we mentioned about the root cause failure analysis of the Orlando shooting, as well as links to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, as well as follow us and check us out on some other social media sites. And of course, subscribe to the podcast. We're on iTunes and Stitcher. And also subscribe to our email list, where we'll keep you up to date on what we're doing, as well as some other things we got put up our sleeves. So thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next week.
Peace.